Welcome to the podcast entitled, what is it entitled? Oh, Ghostarians in the Sky, where we now inhabit a somewhat liminal space. Now, are you've heard the word subliminal. Well, that's where the root of that is liminal, and it means the space in between. So I am kind of that way with my podcasting right now. We're in the waning days of year four, trying to decide whether we could come up with anything to say in year five. I've got an article here on liminal spaces, and in psychology, that means a space in our lives where the old self-narrative does not fit any longer, and the new narrative has not yet emerged. Now, that's me. My old narrative, of course, was I founded a dumb paper newsletter in the 80s that had a bunch of ex-professionals and one or two planetarium makers and a few leftovers from my spyglass days, and that was called the Home Planetarium Association. That's all it was, and that's the narrative I've been living on now. Self-entitled, plastering on book covers. And, you know, and then I hung out on an online board for 14, 15 years, basically talking to the two other people who were also on that board. There were more in the early aught or the mid-aughts, but it slowly faded and evaporated, although we refused to say that. And, you know, and we still, to this day, are still assuming that we are still a thing. So I'm kind of, you know, I'm sort of over that. At the same time, I continue doing it and I continue talking about it because it must still be fun for some reason, but I have branched out, of course. But liminal, so that's, they're powerful words, one that we often seem to appreciate intuitively rather than consider rationally. Perhaps we are always in transition. It can mean many different things. Anthropology, it's disorienting. It's architectural threshold between two fixed states and cultural rites of passage. Witches walk between the worlds, they say. And I've got a book now called Liminal Dreaming, where, you know, the stage where you're half awake and half asleep usually comes at the end of my night. That's when I am in the liminal stage, and I'm trying to learn how to control that and at least stay in that stage long enough that I will remember my dreams. Because right now, the moment my rational mind turns on, I forget them completely. In literature, it's on a threshold of space or time. It's, you know, there's a whole books written in the margins of being in between things. Liminal spaces can be defined by their in-betweenness. Places like airports, hotels, train stations are liminal. The feelings that you have when you're here, but your mind is somewhere else. It becomes more of a metaphor. It was first used in 1909 by Arnold van Gennep in his book Rites of Passage, focusing on the liminal rituals in small-scale traditional societies. This strong focus on liminality of the context of rites of passage continues throughout its early anthropological use. It was reinvigorated by British cultural anthropologist Victor Turner, who began exploring its role in other kinds of societies. You know, so that's kind of the space that we're in here. Analog has come back in some spheres, in like vinyl and that. It hasn't in most others. It's just it's a weird time to be around, isn't it? So that's why I'm here today, to talk about how weird this time really is. Bye.